Right now, we are joined in the studio by State Senator Valerie Fouché. Just won re-election on election night. She represents Orange County in State Senate District 23, Democrat, here representing us. She will be in the State Senate for the next few years, and it is going to be a fun couple of years. Senator Fouché, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Aaron.
So, obviously, we're still coming down from the election. We're still having the election. The votes are still being counted. They haven't been certified yet and won't be for another 12 days. So, still a little bit of uncertainty about what the next 2 years are going to entail. But judging from what you've seen, what you know about the makeup of the General Assembly for the next couple of years, what can we expect?
I think it's safe to say that we can expect more of the same. The fact that the super majority was not eliminated in either chamber means that Republicans still have control. There is hope that we'll have a new governor that will bring some balance to governance in North Carolina, so I look forward to that.
What's the role of the governor in a state where you've got a supermajority in the state legislature? What is Roy Cooper going to be able to do?
Well, I think we have the ability to understand that the governor makes appointments and that the heads of agencies that deliver services to the people of North Carolina will be appointed by the governor. The governor has the ability to appoint to boards and commissions. So in that regard, again, we would be able to see a balance, not just in policy, but governance. In total.
And, you know, as a Democrat in the state legislature, it's sort of incumbent on you to
balance is important to
fight
me.
For as much as you possibly can,
That's right.
which can be difficult when the other side has the supermajority. So what is your role? What do you do and how do you do it in order to make policy happen, in order to promote the values that we care about in Orange County?
Well, I think what people don't give a lot of importance to is our ability to work for constituents through service agencies. For me, the most important thing is constituent services. So in that regard, I do have the ability to help those who live in my district. I think as it relates to policy and pushing forward an agenda that we believe works best for North Carolinians, we have a voice. And it is important, it's incumbent upon each of us, each Democratic member, as well as Republican members, to establish those relationships where we not only learn to know each other, but to respect each other and find common ground, find points of intersection when it is most important as it relates to service delivery. So we have that ability. It's not so much that because you're not in the majority, you don't have the ability to serve.
Speaking with State Senator Valerie Fouché, again, just won a re-election. She'll be in the General Assembly representing State Senate District 23. Obviously, so many issues that the General Assembly faces on a regular basis. A lot of them get discussed in the media. A lot of them do not. And a lot of the ones that do not end up being really significant for the lives of North Carolinians. So for the next couple of years, what are the biggest issues actually going to be? What are the things that you think we ought to be the most concerned about? What are the things that you think we ought to be the most hopeful for?
Well, I think the biggest thing, as you well know, that during the long session is when we consider and pass the two-year budget. Mm-hmm. So that certainly is important because it has implications for many things that we care about. But the other thing for this particular long session will be the redistricting, that we will be involved in drawing new legislative districts for the state of North Carolina, understanding that 30 of those legislative districts have been ruled unconstitutional. I think that there will be, again, emphasis on education, but I think what we'll see will not have so much to do with teacher pay. It should, but I think what I'm hearing over the last week that there's going to be a lot of attention paid to education reform as it relates to funding. And that is interesting as I'm hearing talk from moving from a resource allocation model to a weighted student model. So it's going to be interesting to see how that shapes up.
What does that entail?
Well, basically, there are 43 states in this country that use a model other than what North Carolina uses, mm-hmm. which is the resource allocation model, whereby positions and supplies and equipment are based on the number of students in a particular school. The weighted student model has more to do with each individual student. So there's a value given to a student who's either elementary or middle school or high school, and then in a weighted manner, you would consider whether that student is has disabilities. There would be a value added to that student formula for that. If that student is has some other, maybe the student is minority or the student comes from low wealth, those are weighted situations whereby more funded would be given to that individual student. So it's a complicated formula, but it'll be interesting to see how it's used in other states, but not used in the seven states that don't use that weighted student
formula. I have to say, I listened to you describing that, and I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good idea. It's more flexible.
But the devil
at the same
is in
time,
the details.
I know. I lean to the left in North Carolina, mm-hmm. and I've seen enough of the General Assembly. So
that's right.
Is there a downside here? What should I be worried about with this, I guess?
I think, again, the details.
Yeah.
And one of the things that will be interesting to see or to know is how many of these districts are in states that allow for taxing authority for school districts, because North Carolina doesn't.
Mm. All right, speaking with State Senator Valerie Fushi, obviously a lot of different issues the General Assembly will be facing in 2 years. Some that you might be facing next month, so I have to ask, is there any truth that you know of to all of the rumors about the state Supreme Court and them adding two more seats to it? I've been asking everyone.
I don't know how true it is, but what we've learned over the last 4 to 6 years is that anything can happen.
All right. And the special session in December will happen, right?
The special session is likely to happen because it's being called for a different reason.
Right.
As we know, anything can be attached to and made to be a part of something that has a totally different significance to North Carolinians.
Speaking again with State Senator Valerie Fushi, the election from last week, and we're talking about this with Mayor Heminger last hour. There's obviously always been, and in this election, it really got emphasized, a big divide between urban and rural, between people who live in the cities, people who live in the countryside, interests and worldview and partisanship and how they vote. The divide grew more this year than we've seen in recent memory. How do we bridge that divide?
Well, it's difficult to be the person who answers that question, but I do think, like with anything else, it comes from listening to each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the things that sometimes we miss in not listening is that people's situations are real to them. And so if you live in an urban area where you can depend on industry, great things happen where you live, and there are areas where great things don't happen, that it's not such that industry flocks to, let's say, eastern North Carolina, and so you don't have the same kinds of resources, people are paying more in property taxes, it's easy to just disregard what's happening there and not to relate to what is a real plight to them. We won't change that until we realize that if we want to bridge the divide, we have to make sure that there is a way that resources are allocated to where people can realize what they believe is the American dream of what is best about North Carolina.
And it's a two-way street,
it's
right? I mean,
street.
Everyone's got to sit down at the table and try
Absolutely.
To bridge the divide from both sides, yeah. So we're talking about the election, but we've also got to talk about the next 2 years, the next 4 years moving mm-hmm. forward. There are so many people in Chapel Hill, Orange County, across the country who are, and it was a very split election. I mean, we talk about the presidential election, but Democrats picked up seats in Congress. it looked like. It looks like we've got a Democratic governor in North Carolina. Republicans won a couple of additional state legislatures, pretty even in North Carolina. We got some big victories across the country, and we could be Democrats or Republicans. You can look at both sides and see a silver lining regardless, but a lot of people are concerned about the future of this country and the direction that we're going, especially with Donald Trump getting elected. And people who are reacting to that election in ways that make us concerned, what do we do as individuals moving forward? Because I think it really is down to us as individuals to make the country what we want it to be. What do we do as individuals moving forward to make sure that this continues to remain the country that we want it to be and the community that we want it to be?
Well, interestingly enough, I heard one of your sessions earlier this week, and I think you hit that nail on the head. We have to find a way to love each other. It is as simple as that. It may not be as easy to do that, but there has to be a way that we as individuals learn to see the best in everybody else, understanding that we all have flaws. I think it's incumbent upon us to really start listening to folk. One of the things people say about me a lot is that I don't do a whole lot of talking, and I don't, because my father taught me that it's better to listen, and that he always said to me, if you listen long enough, you may learn something. And that's true with just the individual who's sitting across from you or sitting beside you. If there's conversation, listen to what they're saying and learn to understand that no one person has all the answers, that we are best when, and I hate to use the slogan for slogan's sake, but we are stronger together. And the fact that we learn to accept differences, and not just accept them, but embrace them, understanding that that's what the American fabric is all about, then that's the way we start. I could not be an effective legislator if I decided that I'm not going to work with Republican legislators. And it's not just about being in the minority, it's about understanding that we're supposed to come together for the good of all North Carolinians. You can't do that if you don't respect the person with whom you're working or who your colleagues are.
And that's just a matter of just changing your behavior and the way that you react to people just on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
Right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
Again, State Senator Valerie Fushee here. She represents District 23, a Democrat from Orange County. I've got to let you go here in a second, but final words for this conversation to people in the Chapel Hill community that might be feeling down after the election, that want to know how they can pick themselves up and get back out there again?
I would simply say that there's always a silver lining, that things are really not as bad as they sometimes look. The sun will shine tomorrow just as it did today, and we may be down, but we're not out.
State Senator Valerie Fushee, thank you so much.